With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Typhoon Kajigi bringing very strong winds and rain to parts of China and Vietnam. Winds topping 100 miles per hour, several areas getting 14 to 16 inches of rain in a short period of time. So far, there have been no reports of any fatalities. Firefighters have their work cut out for them in the western U.S., wildfires in Northern California and Central Oregon. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity says that President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, saying the jobs report for July recalculated downward by some 250,000, the BLS initial estimates of employment for May and June. Economist Steve Moore says the president aims to restore credibility to government reports.
When we put out jobs numbers that are unreliable, that does damage to our economy. So many decisions we make in government and private companies hiring people are determinant by what these numbers tell us. If they're telling us the wrong thing, we're going to make wrong policy decisions.
And he says liberals are still fuming that President Trump has picked E.J. Antoni to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
I don't understand why they have this jihad against him. I mean, E.J. is one of the top economists and statisticians in the country. He'd be perfect for this. And I talked to him many times about this. You know, he says we just have to get honest and accurate numbers.
Now, former California Republican Congressman Pete Campbell says you can expect some big changes to California's election map if majority Democrats have their way. He also tells Salem Radio Network that Democrats want to cut the number of GOP-held districts from 9 down to 4. This is SRN News. Sadly, young people don't have much to do with church these days.
The latest poll from the American Bible Society finds that Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, are the least likely of all the generations to be a member of a local congregation or to be deeply involved if they are a member. ABS reports that less than 1 in 5 Gen Z Americans say they have a best friend at church, for instance, versus 25% of millennials, 26% of Gen X, and 31% of baby boomers and elders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey stepping down to join the Trump team as FBI co-deputy director. Bailey pursued numerous legal challenges against Democrat Joe Biden's administration on policies ranging from immigration to transgenderism. He also advanced a number of conservative causes in his home state. This is SRN News. Well, a new probe reveals the risk that railroads are taking when they police their own bridges. John Scott explains.
The Howard Center for Investigative Journalism at Arizona State University found railroads can withhold bridge inspection results from the public, unlike highway bridges, which are inspected by government agencies that publish findings online. Railroad bridges are inspected by railroads themselves. That means there is no public access to inspections and minimal federal oversight. This secrecy has contributed to missed warning signs, delayed repairs, and bridge collapse. John Scott reporting.
At least one person has been killed, three injured in an explosion in Moscow at a shopping mall. Two victims have been hospitalized. Officials say it was an equipment malfunction. More details at srnnews.com.